Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Zechariah 13, the verses 1 to 2. Zechariah 13, 1 to 2. On that day, a fountain will be opened for the dynasty of David and for the people of Jerusalem, a fountain to cleanse them from all their sins and impurity. And on that day, says the Lord of heaven's armies, I will erase idol worship throughout the land, so that even the names of the idols will be forgotten. I will remove from the land both the false prophets and the spirit of impurity that came with them. My theme for reflection is the day the fountain flows, the day the fountain flows. Have you ever come back from a long hike or a hot, sticky commute and finally found cold, clean water gushing from a fountain or faucet? You know that feeling of instant relief, refreshment, and even joy. Now imagine that sensation not for your body, but for your soul. That is the picture Zechariah gives us in chapter 13. A fountain opened by God himself, flowing not with water, but with mercy, offered freely, eternally, and personally. The problem in the text is deeply human and uncomfortably familiar. We are marked by sin and uncleanliness. The house of David and the people of Jerusalem, representing God's own, have become polluted by idols and deception. Yet, rather than condemning them, God opens a fountain. In a world that offers quick fixes and superficial cleansing, this image in Zechariah is radical. God does not tell his people to try harder or behave better. He offers to wash them clean. This is not the cleansing of a surface stain, but the deep, transformative washing of the soul. It is not only about guilt removed, it is about relationship restored. As N.T. Wright puts it, forgiveness is not the same as saying that what someone did doesn't matter. It matters enormously. But forgiveness reclaims the future. In Christ, the future is reclaimed through a love so strong it confronts our brokenness and overcomes it. But this grace does not stop at personal forgiveness. Verse 2 reminds us that God not only washes his people clean, he also removes the source of their contamination. Idols will be remembered no more. False prophets and the spirit of impurity will be exiled. God does not just treat symptoms, he eliminates the infection. His healing reaches into systems, histories, and habits. His grace is not passive, it is powerful, and it reorders reality. So what does this mean for us today? It means we are not stuck. We are not forever defined by past decisions or present failings. It means we don't have to live in shame because there is a fountain flowing right now with enough grace to cleanse even the most buried guilt. It also means that God is in the business of removing our idols, the things we cling to that cannot save us. Whether it is our pride, our achievements, our dependence on worth or image, God invites us to let them go so that we can truly live. The call is not to pretend we are perfect, but to come to the fountain as we are, like thirsty travelers, dusty and exhausted. We are invited to be refreshed, and in that refreshing to become part of the renewal God is working in the world. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what idols, subtle or obvious, might God be asking you to release so that you can be fully cleansed? Number two, how might you help create space in your community for others to encounter this fountain of grace. And now our practical exercise for the day. Take 5 to 10 minutes to name in writing anything weighing on your conscience or anything you turn to for worth outside of God. Then pray Zechariah 13, verse 1, slowly as a personal confession. Ask the Spirit to wash over each item with mercy and power. Gracious God, thank you for the fountain of cleansing that flows through Christ. We confess our sins, our pride, our idols, and our need for you. Wash us anew. Remove from us all that distracts or deceives, and renew in us a heart that longs for your presence alone. Help us to live not from guilt, but from grace, not from striving, but from surrender. May your mercy shape us, and may your Spirit empower us to be a people who show the world what it means to be made clean. In the name of Jesus, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.